Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take one word and sort of expound on it with 8 or 10 scriptures, try to find out who is talking, what they were talking about, who was listening. You know, so today the word we're talking about is hell, H-E-L-L. You hear a lot about it. It's in jokes, it's in the Bible, it's in sermons, but we don't know a whole lot about it. You know, I used to have my high school kids say, listen, can you quote me 2 scriptures about hell? They said, what? Can you give me 2 scriptures about hell? I don't think so. How do you know it's real? Because some people don't believe it's real. They think, well, God wouldn't send anybody to hell. No, he wouldn't, but they can go on their own if they want to. So this is going to be a great study today. So this is the word H-E-L-L, and find some scriptures about it. So Psalm 139, verse 8, Psalm 139, verse 8, New King James Version, says this: Behold, I will ascend into heaven, and you are there. Behold, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. Where's God at? Everywhere. You can't go where God's not at. He made the universe. He's everywhere. Matthew 5, verse 22, New Living Translation. Matthew 5, verse 22. But I say, if you are angry with someone, you're subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. Who said that? Jesus. So don't curse anybody. Don't cuss anybody. And especially don't curse. Don't put a bad thing on somebody. Let God be the judge. You know, Michael the Archangel, he didn't say anything bad about the devil. He said, the Lord, Michael the Archangel, the greatest angel, said, the Lord rebuke you. I don't rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Oh, that's good. Matthew 5:29. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Why? Sin leads into hell. It's not a good place. Hell was made for the fallen angels, not for humans. God made a way for everybody to be saved. It's called Jesus. There are 8 scriptures in the Bible about your name being blotted out, not written down. Everybody's name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Before your mother met your father, God saw us coming. So everybody's name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. But there'll come a day where you get to choose. God said, I set before life, death, and blessing, and cursing. You get to choose to receive Jesus. Well, if you keep rejecting it, it's not a good thing. So Matthew 5, verse 30. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, caused you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. You control your flesh. Don't just do anything you want, eat anything you want, watch anything you want, listen to anything you want. Guard your heart right out of the issues of life. Oh, my goodness, that's good. Matthew 7:13. You can enter into God's heaven only through the narrow gate, for the highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Now, this is Jesus talking. Many choose that way. What, to go to hell? God sent him? No, nobody's. God doesn't send anybody to hell. They choose. I set for life, death. You choose. Well, choose Jesus. Choose the right way. Matthew 10:28. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. You don't want to go to hell. God paid the price for you to go to heaven. Matthew 16:18. Now I say unto you that you are Peter, which means the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell will not conquer it. The powers of hell cannot conquer the church. We're what's happening. You're in the body of Christ, you're born again, you are what's happening. Romans 3:38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. James 3:6. And among the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it itself is set on fire by hell. Where's hell come from? Through your mouth. Hell in your marriage will come through your mouth. Hell in your work, what are you coming through your mouth? Life and death in the power of the tongue. Don't talk stupid. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. 2 Peter 2, 4. For God did not spare even the angels who sin. He threw them into hell, in gloomy pits of darkness where they are being held until the day of judgment. For God did not spare even the angels who sin. He threw them into hell, where the angels go. Hell is made for them. Proverbs 5, verse 5. Proverbs 5, verse 5. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Talking about the prostitute who lures men away. The prostitute, her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell. Proverbs 7:27. Talking about prostitutes again. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Don't hang around wrong woman. You got one spouse, got a wife, lover. Suck lips off her face. Be good to her. Don't have no wandering eye. That sort of gets out. I love this. Proverbs 23:14. I've taught on parenting for years. This is one of the scriptures. It says, you shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. People say, did you ever spank your children? Yes. Not very much. I used to tell people in 80 years of parenting, I gave 5 spankings. In 80 years of parenting, I gave 5 spankings. I had a rod, but it hung up in the utility room. I never threatened. Listen, you do that again, I'll have to swatch. Why? I'm trying to help you live a long, prosperous life. I don't want to cut your life short. So that's another sermon. Proverbs 27, verse 20. Proverbs 27, verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. Whoa. Victory. This is what we need. We have victory. Over what? Well, over hell. 1 John 4, 4. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over these people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. We've got it made. We just need to listen to God and obey him and do what he says. Psalm 34:17. The Lord hears his people when they call for him to help. He rescues them from all their troubles. I don't care what kind of trouble you're in, God will rescue from it. I don't care if you did it yourself, somebody else did it to you. God will deliver you and he will help you if you'll ask him. James 4:7. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I like that one. That's a great scripture. 1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. For every child of God defeats this evil world. I'm reading right from the Bible. For every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve victory through our faith. Who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Who are? I believe Jesus, Son of God. Well, I got victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4. We are human. We don't wage war as humans. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We're not fighting flesh. We're fighting the devil. And the only weapon we have is the word of God. Ephesians 6:11. Put on God's armor. All of God's armor, so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. What's the devil planning? He wants to take you out. He wants to take me out. I'm going to stand against him. I'm going to resist him with the word of God. I'm going to say what God says. And then 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Timothy 4, 18. Yes, the Lord will deliver you from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Yes. The Lord will deliver me from every evil attack. Every evil attack. The Lord will deliver from every evil attack. Not some, every evil attack. And bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. We got it made. So those are some great scriptures just on the subject of hell. It's a great study. You ought to do it sometime. It'll encourage you. There's no negative. It's all real good. God will deliver. God will redeem. God will get us out of the mess. So let's get in the Word of God, start feeding on it. So read your proverb today, read a psalm today, and start building yourself up on your most holy faith. It'll please God and it'll please you a lot, I promise you. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.